In about 7 minutes on Ozarks at Large, Images of Lebanon. Antoinette talks to Jamie Holland about her new exhibit of photographs from Beirut, plus a checklist of other opportunities to see visual arts in the region over the next few weeks. But before that, a gentle nudge for you to create your own art.
It's a great opportunity to, first of all, to make new friends.
Joy Price is the Education Program Manager at the Community Creative Center in Fayetteville. The center hosts art classes after school for children, but also art classes for adults. Joy Price says those classes allow adults to do more than just make friends.
To be a part of the creative community that we have here, to experience a joy in making that perhaps they have never felt before. And we have the most amazing studios that people are blown away when they see the facility that we have here. It's just a wonderful place to get away from the stress of everyday life and to come and kind of let yourself go a little bit.
The Community Creative Center is at Nadine Baum Studios, about a block off of Dixon Street. One afternoon last week, Joy Price and Barbara Putman, the executive director of the Creative Community Center, extolled the benefits of creating just for the sake of creating.
We're in the lobby here, and we can see some of the kids coming down from their Crazy for Art class. In here is our Reinbach studio.
That studio has more than a dozen pottery wheels and plenty of space for creative adventures. The center is open 6 days a week, and most afternoons you can find at least a couple of youth classes, from a $20 class that will help children 7 and up build a collage resembling a lion, to a class that allows young artists to draw inspiration from great masters to create their own Renoir or Van Gogh-inspired works. But Joy Price and Barbara Putman say they also want adults, people who may not have put their hands in clay or picked up a paintbrush for years, if ever, to give the artistic process some time. Barbara says people participating in the adult classes have been amazed at what creating art can do for the body and the mind.
That's absolutely correct. They're just here to feed their artistic urges, their artistic creative desires, and we have what we call open studio, which is mainly our pottery studio, and we have students of all ages, adults, but women and men who come down and just take their time. Friday evenings come down, and they have their own clay, they have a little locker, they have their own glazes, and they just create amazing things, and just because they want to.
The adult classes include a Tuesday evening pottery class, figure drawing sessions taught by Sean Fitzgibbon, and this Thursday night, a whimsical gathering for people, including beginners, who want to create a sculpture of their favorite canine. Joy Price promises everybody enrolled can walk away with a piece of art.
The whole project is based around rolling coils. So if you can roll a coil from clay, you can make one of these dogs. And you can really create this dog to be the character of your own dog, so it can have big, long, floppy ears or pointy ears, or, you know, you can adapt it. It's fun.
Joy says the cool little secret about a group art class is that it's fun.
I like the adult conversation that you have while everybody is enjoying the creative process, and people relax after a while, and they just realize that it is fun. You know, this is fun, and it doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, I think the best art is very unintentional, so that's our philosophy.
The Community Creative Center has also created a partnership with the Washington Regional Cancer Support Home to establish a therapeutic project called Clay for Cancer.
It's one of those things that other people have recognized, that they've got money from the Arkansas Arts Council, and it's the healing power of arts. And we have cancer patients, their caregivers, their family members are all welcome to come down free of charge. And we have a series of classes that we're going to offer. We actually have a mosaics class going on and a clay class going on right now. And like, it's pretty much every month that we'll do through the rest, I guess, until June. And it's one of those things where, you know, you don't have to have cancer to come in and participate, but it's recognized this opportunity to use your hands and to not think about what's going on in the rest of your life, but just become immersed in the art.
The Community Creative Center is located in the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville and is open 6 days a week. You can see a schedule of their classes at their website, communitycreative.org. And while much of the art created inside the studios does leave the building, not all of it does. On Saturday, December 6th, the center will host its annual holiday bazaar at the center from 10 until 4, with proceeds directed toward the center's community scholarship fund. This is Ozarks at Large.